You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back and pick it right up and continue on with part 7 on biblical law. You know, you can't pick and choose which laws of God that you're going to obey. You might say, well, that's pretty pompous of you to make a statement like that. My preacher told me that there's several laws that we don't have to obey. You know, dietary laws, Sabbath, you know, and the list goes on and on. And then he reaches down into the pits and he pulls one up that they make up. Oh, gambling. Gambling is the devil's pleasure. And alcohol, if it ever touches your lips, you're going to hell. You're going to burn forever and ever. It's the devil's brew. Forget that Jesus drank wine. Forget that Jesus turned water into wine. And gave, and his family, his mother gave it to several people at a wedding feast. Was Jesus sinning? I tell you, no. So quit picking and choosing. And take a look at James chapter 2 verse 10. This is in the New Testament. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote this. He says, "For whoever shall keep the whole law, yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." Oh, so you don't commit adultery, you don't cheat on your wife, but you violate the fourth commandment? You refuse to observe the Sabbath? Or you keep a counterfeit Sabbath, Sunday, instead of God's Sabbath? Let me read it again. "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he's guilty of all." Well, you're guilty of everything. That's right. I didn't write it. Don't get mad at me. It's in your Bible. Don't let someone lie to you and deceive you. Because in John chapter 14, it says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Jesus' own words. Doesn't matter what your minister says. Doesn't matter what some biblical quote-unquote scholar says. Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." It's pretty simple. So, the law is the gospel. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God, and it's not limited to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's throughout the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Did you know that Moses preached the gospel? People want to reject Moses, but Moses preached the gospel. Hebrews 4:1, "Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." Moses preached the gospel in the wilderness for 40 years. And ancient Israel rejected it then, just like people that claim to be God's children reject it today. Please don't sin. Quit sinning. Quit sinning. Let me say it once more. Quit sinning, please. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.